Fragmented reporting is no longer tolerated. For years, New York employers had room to maneuver when filing their quarterly wage and withholding returns. Part A, unemployment insurance, Part B, withholding tax, and Part C, employee wages, could be submitted independently. That flexibility is now gone. As of March 2025, employers must file Form NYS-45 in its entirety, all three parts, simultaneously. Errors, omissions, or piecemeal filing are no longer tolerated. And with Social Security number, SSN, errors now triggering a full return refile, not just a correction, the risk of penalties, audits, and downstream compliance headaches has grown exponentially. What's unfolding isn't merely administrative streamlining. It's a real-time test of payroll system readiness, operational discipline, and digital integration. If your systems can't reconcile and prepopulate across wage, tax, and employment data, expect friction. The filing clock just got tighter. March 2025 marked the official enforcement of the new system. Key developments include full cycle filing. All components of Form NYS-45 must be submitted as a unit. Amended returns. Employers can now amend filings electronically, but must resubmit all records, not just the corrected data. SSN corrections. DTF will no longer accept corrections via notice response, TR-900-SD. A full amended return is now mandatory. Unified credit claims. Overpayments can be carried forward, no amended return needed if resolved within the same quarter. This compressed timeline is most punishing for SMEs and payroll service providers managing high client volumes. Even for multinationals, the operational muscle required to respond to DTF notices and produce complete amended returns demands better internal controls and more robust digital workflows. Compliance by design, not reaction. Here's what proactive organizations must do now. 1. Audit your payroll workflow. Ensure wage reporting, withholding, and unemployment insurance are captured from a single, reconciled data stream. If your systems still treat these as modular silos, it's time for a payroll architecture rethink. 2. Update filing procedures. Mandate the inclusion of employer mailing addresses on all forms. Configure systems to generate complete returns, even for amendments. Align internal calendars with the full cycle requirement for NYS-45. 3. Enhance digital readiness. Use online services web file for prepopulation and auto-calculation features. For high-volume filers, web upload supports batch submissions, including amended and original returns in a single file. 4. Train for the new reality. Every payroll correction, from SSNs to business closures, now demands systemic follow-through. HR and payroll teams must be trained not just in what to file, but how to amend with precision. 5. Monitor notices, but don't reply with the DTF no longer accepting responses to TR-900-SD correction notices. Organizations must shift from notice response culture to return refiling reflexes. Missed this nuance? You're already behind. Underpriced risk. The operational drag of error correction. Many companies underestimate the downstream impact of these changes. A mistyped SSN now requires full cycle refiling. Overpaying on a payroll run isn't just a reconciliation issue, it's a timeline and credit management problem. Payroll errors can now compound if teams are unclear on when not to amend, e.g., UI rate changes or intra-quarter adjustments. Worse, companies relying on outsourced payroll vendors must re-evaluate SLAs. Is your provider contractually bound to respond to amended filing requirements within New York's new rule set? If not, liability may shift to you. A glimpse of national convergence? New York's reforms aren't occurring in isolation. Similar, whole return requirements have emerged in states like California and Massachusetts. The IRS, too, continues to prioritize pre-populated digital filing under its paperless processing initiative. This raises a broader question: will state-level tax digitalization become a de facto compliance standard across the U.S.? If so, New York's changes offer a preview, or warning, of what's to come: mandatory completeness, digital-first corrections, and systemic filing integrity. Bottom line for tax leaders: New York's March 2025 changes are not minor. They signal a structural shift in how states expect employers to manage wage and withholding obligations. These reforms increase the cost of sloppiness. B.